The company, which owns Facebook and Instagram, Meta, has called for age verification to be implemented across Europe. Representatives from the social media companies, including TikTok, Meta and X, will all be before an Oireachtas committee on children this afternoon to discuss the protection of children in the use of artificial intelligence. In its opening statement to the committee, it said that the most effective way for this work would be to implement a verification process at an operating system or at the App Store level. Well, for more, let's talk to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. This is an issue of very great concern to very many parents up and down the country, Brian. It's a difficult one, perhaps, to get right. What are the social media companies now expected to tell the committee about what their solution might be?
Yeah, Brian, age verification, very difficult to get right. Always a tricky one, because if you think about it, it's so anonymous. A child, a person, just has to put in a date of birth or tick a box, and then there's very little follow-up when it comes to proving what age you actually are. Meta, in its opening statement, expected to say in the next couple of hours when it appears before the Oireachtas Children's Committee that it believes a significant step forward should be taken at a European level to ensure that parents only need to verify the age of their child once, and then they're saying thereafter the child would always be put in an age-appropriate situation in every single app that they use. They're saying that this should be done at the App Store level or operator system level. Now, they're saying this would not remove responsibility from every app to also have processes in place, but I think, Brian, there are many out there that will very much say, look, it's up to the platform to be in charge of what age the person is on their platform using their services and not the responsibility of anybody else. So it'll be interesting to see what the committee members will have to say about that particular one when it is mentioned later on this afternoon. Also on the issue of age, when it comes to X, formerly known as Twitter, it is expected to tell the committee that X is not the platform of choice for children and teens, and that anybody who says they are under 13 will not be allowed on the platform.
Brian, the subject of today's hearing is protection of children in the use of artificial intelligence. Now, what are the companies expected to say about AI?
Yeah, so TikTok, first off, in its opening statement, is expected to say that artificial intelligence plays an integral role in its work when it comes to content moderation and checking the content that is being put up on the platform. And they're saying a combination of cutting-edge technology combined with human oversight and judgment is the best way for this. And they're saying they're seeing the evolution of AI in their processes, making it quicker to spot and stop threats, understand online behavior, and improve the speed and consistency of enforcement. Interestingly, Meta, Brian, in its opening statement, is expected to say that yes, AI is helpful when it comes to taking down things like fake accounts, but it's saying it's less effective when it comes to bullying and harassment, because they're saying that is quite contextual and not as immediately obvious to a piece of AI software to spot.
Brian O'Donovan, thanks indeed for that.